I reckon you should start now.
Oh, well, I was going to go at 15:15.
Would you two like some coffee?
You don't really want more than about a dozen, do you?
Not just now, thanks, Brenda.
And there's, what, 16 here? Yeah. Have they all had breakfast?
Everyone who wants it. It's a great time now, isn't it?
Fantastic. Britton, you and Tom are going to be busy today.
If you wait any longer, Bert's going to be back. I need at least 10 on the trailer.
Okay. Let's go for it, then. Morning, everyone.
Hello there.
My name's David Archer. This is my wife, Ruth, and we'd like to welcome you to Brookfield. Now, I'm going to take those of you who are interested on a walk around the farm. So if you'd like to follow me. We're a mixed farm, arable and livestock, but our main enterprises are milk and Hereford beef.
Where's them all come from, then?
What?
All them tables and chairs.
Borrowed them, didn't we? Oh.
Can't have the punters sitting on the ground to eat their tea.
So where are they all, then?
What?
The punters.
Don't call them that.
Our farm Sunday visitors.
Yeah. Well, it's only just 11 o'clock, Joe. You don't expect folks to turn up on the dock.
Why not? It's a lovely morning. Why not make the most of it?
Shall I put some music on?
Ooh, not yet, Eddie. Let's enjoy the peace and quiet.
No, we shouldn't have bothered hitching up Bartleby yet. Ain't going to be nobody wanting rides in the trap for a while, is it?
Wonder how they're doing down Brookfield.
Oh, bet they've got customers.
Not necessarily.
Bet they was queuing down the lane at 11 o'clock.
Then they'll come here after. Won't they?
Yeah, of course they will.
Tell you what, since I got the trap hitched up, why don't I go down there and have a look?
Oh, no, Joe.
Why not?
Well, it's like spying on the opposition.
No, then.
Oh, they ain't the opposition. This is Farm Sunday. We're all on the same side. All farmers together.
Should I go, then?
Yeah. And make sure you see exactly what they're up to.
Can I fill up with some water for the van?
Yeah, of course. There's a tap there.
Oh, thanks. It's going well, isn't it?
Sure is. I've just got a couple of minutes while Phil Shaw's elite has locked the combine. Then I'm going to do another walk. Are you on holiday now?
Yeah. I'm back working for Matt Crawford.
Really?
Yeah.
Eye of the storm, then.
What?
He's not the most popular man in the village at the moment.
Is he ever?
Well, no. But him trying to take over Pat and Tony's barn.
I know. I'm consorting with the enemy. I get it from Tom all the time.
People are really up in arms about it.
But it's not just Matt. It was a decision taken by Borchester Land.
Still pretty cheeky, though. I mean, they've been tenants at Bridge Farm for 30 years.
So they keep telling me.
And it's not as if their barn is lying empty.
It all happened while I was still in the middle of my exams. I was surprised as they were.
I'm sure.
All I'm hearing about at the moment is how expensive the consultant is, or how Matt's the personification of evil.
Oh, dear.
Although Pat suddenly decided that I can be their mole, and she keeps asking me what I can find out, which is precisely nothing.
Hang on. What's he doing here?
Who?
Joe Grundy.
No idea.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, dear.
If you want to join our farm walk, the next one won't be for another half an hour.
Don't be daft.
Well, what brings you here?
Oh, well, I was just passing, thought I'd drop in, see how you're getting on.
Fine so far.
Yeah. Don't see many punters.
I've just gone off on a walk with David.
How many?
About 16.
Is that all?
There were three families with kids went off on the trailer with Bert.
What trailer?
Just one of the flatbeds. Bert's put a few straw bales for people to sit on. And Phil's got a group with a combine.
Oh, right.
And Tom and I have had good trade all morning. It looks like there's two more cars coming up the lane.
How are things at Grundy's field?
Place is packed.
Yeah?
Oh, pouring in they are. Might have to send a few of them down here to make room.
Told you this would happen.
Look, we got our first two.
Fat lot of use they are. Two OAPs who brought their own sandwiches.
There'll be more.
And their own thermos. Look at them.
There'll be more along soon.
I baked all them cakes and they're all going to go to waste.
I mean, the sign's up all round the village.
I bought a load of strawberries from Adam.
They can't miss us.
4 pints of cream I got. I'll tell you what, Eddie, this is the last time.
Last time what?
Last time I goes along with one of your harebrained schemes, and I mean it this time.
Oh, come on, Clary, love.
Don't you Clary love me. I've had enough. I really have. I'm not doing it, never again.
Good boy.
Well?
Disaster.
What?
They've stolen her thunder good and proper.
Brookfield.
This is Evie.
Told you.
Great gang's going off on farm walks. Bert Fry doing trailer rides.
Oh, no.
You can get a dozen on a trailer. I can only get a couple in the trap.
But now, come here after.
We got the combine harvester from home farm.
Won't they?
Little kids climbing all over it. And Tom Archer flubbing burgers and stuff.
I knew this were a mistake.
Exhibition in the barn, teas and all sorts.
We can't compete. I said so all along.
They'll come on here after, Clarence.
Oh.
I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, we'll have to make sure then, won't we?
Oh.
Inducements.
You will.
We need to make them an offer that's too good to miss.
Where are you going?
Put the kettle on and get that music playing. I'll be back before you know it.
All good?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got some time while Bert shows off the digester model.
I still can't believe he made that.
I'm surprised you and Tom could make it today. Aren't you supposed to be moving house?
Yeah.
Not today, surely.
You booked us long before we knew we'd be moving. Luckily, we haven't got much stuff.
Even so.
Tony and my dad are going to cart our few bits of furniture over to number one. They've been in Tony's barn since we bought them.
Well, as long as you've got a bed to fall into at the end of the day.
Yeah, Dad's promised he'll put that together for us. We've put off the housewarming party until next weekend. Friday night, if you fancy coming. It'll be going on till late.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not sure if I'm quite up to that.
Oh, don't say that. I've arranged this major thrash for your birthday.
What?
You are far too easy.
Tell me you haven't.
Of course I haven't.
I do not want a party.
Not even a little one?
It's bad enough being 40 without making a huge song and dance about it.
When's the big day?
2 weeks tomorrow.
I just want a quiet evening at home with you and the kids, thanks.
Oh, whatever you say.
Now, come on, you. There's another decent crowd now. Time for another farm walk.
Hang on. What's Eddie doing here?
Where?
Over there, look, by the big tractor.
Why are we suddenly so popular with the Grundys, huh?
Looks like he's handing out tickets or something.
I don't believe it.
The cheeky monkey.
You get on with the walk. I'll sort him.
All right, good luck. Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you'd like to gather round, just like to explain a few things to you about modern farming.
And you just hand that in, and you'll get a strawberry tea at a special knockdown rate.
Eddie?
Ah, Ruth.
Oh, what are you doing?
Don't get mad at me, please. Just pointing out to these good folk that Brookfield ain't the only attraction in Ambridge. Clary's going to kill me if I don't get some punters over to our place.
But Joe said you had loads.
He was lying. So come on over to Grundy's Field and sample our cider and enjoy the thrills and spills of ferret racing.
We've had lots of people.
Oh, you couldn't give us a plug, could you?
What?
Well, you know when David's doing his spiel.
Well,
go on, Ruth. You'll be doing us a massive favour.
And as many of you may know, a lot of dairy farmers have gone under in recent years because the price they were getting for milk simply didn't cover the costs. Pig farming's taken the latest hit because the price of cereal feed has gone through the roof.
Because of biofuels?
Well, partly, but partly just world shortages, really. Growing demand in China, drought in Australia, that sort of thing. And, of course, with pigs, you can't just put them out to grass. Because we extended our grazing at Brookfield, the cows can live outside virtually all year round. And that way we don't have to buy in much in the way of feed.
What about blue tongue? That must be a worry.
Well, yes, of course it is, but, well, we've survived TB, and we've survived foot and mouth, and at least there's a vaccine for this one. Now, as many of you probably know, farmers these days don't just produce food. We're expected to look after the environment as well. So next, I'd like to show you a couple of conservation projects we've undertaken. So if we head off this way, I can show you a recently restored hedge, and then an area of wetland.
There's your strawberries. Now, we're right out of chocolate cake, I'm afraid.
Clary!
But the lemon drizzle's lovely, though, says it myself.
Clary!
Oh, excuse me a minute. What is it, Joe?
Can I announce the next race?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
I'm nearly out of cakes, no more scones at all, and I ain't got enough strawberries left, more than half a dozen more helpings.
Right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention. The next ferret race will be starting in 10 minutes. So please finish off your teas and make your way over to the arena.
Eddie, Eddie!
This is the stuff, eh?
Give us a hand clearing some of these tables. I'm completely out of clean cups.
Did I do well or what?
Well, I don't know what you thought you was playing at, handing out vouchers for half-price strawberry tea.
It worked, didn't it?
We wouldn't have made no money at all.
Okay, so the teas was a bit of a loss leader.
What?
But what with the car parking and the cider?
You've never been selling cider.
No, of course not. Well, not selling as such.
Eddie!
Just offering folks the opportunity to join the cider club. Well, not many takers, I have to admit. But the ferret racing, where we made a few bob on that.
Yeah, they seem to like that, don't they?
So, all in all, we've done very well. I'll tell you something, Clary. Folks have had a lot more fun here than down Brookfield.
Bye!
Is that the last of them?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, phew. I seem to have been talking non-stop for the past, was it, 5 hours?
You did really well.
I suppose there's a mountain of clearing up to do, is there?
No, should have seen to the washing up.
Oh, bless her. What about Dad?
He's gone home. I invited him to stay for supper, but he said he wanted to try out one of his Chinese recipes.
He's determined to prove he can manage without Mum, isn't he?
To be honest, I think it was just an excuse. I think he was knackered, wanting to put his feet up.
Well, I know how he feels.
I'll check on him in the morning.
Okay. Hey, great day, though, wasn't it?
Despite the Grundys trying to poach our visitors.
Well, we sent a few down their way, though, don't we?
I think Eddie owes you a pint.
Yeah, it really restores your faith in people, though, doesn't it?
The Grundys?
No. No, the public. They were so interested. It just makes you feel, well, we're not doing such a bad job after all, are we?
Hello!
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I didn't mean to startle you, only you didn't hear the bell and the door was open.
Well, so I was vacuuming.
Well, so I see. Ooh, what happened?
Well, I just caught that plant with the corner of the tea tray.
Oh, dear.
Well, the plant survived, but the compost went everywhere. I was just trying to clear it up.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I can manage, thank you.
Well, if you're sure. Anyway, I came round to say, would you like to come over for supper one evening?
Well, that's very kind of you.
It's such a bore cooking for yourself, isn't it?
Well, I rather enjoy it.
I'm sure if I didn't have the family to cater for, I should live entirely on toast.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer, but I can manage to feed myself.
Well, of course you can. I just thought
morning.
You might...
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Ruth. Oh,
goodness me, I'm popular this morning.
I wondered if you needed any shopping. Only I'm just on my way into Borchester.
No, thank you.
Oh, dear, what happened?
Oh, a very slight accident.
Yeah, the aspidistra thing that usually lives in that corner.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, the compost was quite dry, so I thought I could vacuum it up. But this fancy modern machine doesn't seem to pick up at all well.
Oh, by the look of it, your dust chamber's full.
Oh, is it?
Yes, there.
Oh, yes.
Would you like me to empty it for you?
No. Thank you, Ruth. I'm perfectly capable of emptying my own vacuum cleaner.
You're still worried about those letters, aren't you?
Of course not.
It's been well over 2 weeks now, and there's been nothing more. Whoever sent them's obviously moved on.
I know that.
Found the next source of outrage.
I expect they sit down at the Echo every week looking for something to be scandalised about.
So they're not going to come knocking on the door of Blossom Hill Cottage in the middle of the night.
And things are an awful lot better in the village.
Hmm?
Well, someone came up to me in the shop yesterday morning. I don't even know her name. She's got reddish hair, two little boys, lives in Glebelands.
Mrs. Gilbert.
Yes. She said how pleased she was to hear of our engagement.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you need someone to look after you.
What?
So that's what she said. And old Mrs. Jenkins was in the shop and she joined in and said she'd thought for a long time we were just right for each other.
Oh, bless her.
And she turned to Susan Carter and said, wasn't it lovely that we were getting married?
Oh, dear.
And she smiled in a very tight-lipped way and pointed out that there's a special offer on cat food this week.
Oh, she'll come round.
Oh, I doubt it somehow. But Well, other people are being so sweet and supportive. I just feel, well, if we're surrounded by friends and well-wishers, what is there to be afraid of?
Yeah, it doesn't always work out that way, though, does it? I mean, remember how frightened you were last week?
I know.
Just walking down to the vicarage.
I feel such an idiot.
Oh, come on, you can't reason with it, sweetheart.
No, I'm fine.
But why don't you take up Ruth's offer?
What?
No, go and stay at Brookfield. Just for a day or two.
Why should I do that?
Because, love, you'd be better able to cope with everything. You had a couple of good nights' sleep under your belt.
Well, very likely, but I'm not going to sleep any better in Ruth's spare bed than I do at home. And at least in my own house I can get up and make a cup of tea and watch the telly.
Okay. Talking of cups of tea...
I haven't got the time, I'm afraid. I need to get back to work.
Well, I'll see you this evening.
Actually, no. Ruth's coming round.
Oh, okay.
But I felt a bit guilty about not going to their Farm Sunday event yesterday.
Because you didn't want to risk running into Shula.
How did you guess?
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
Phil?
Oh, hello.
Ah, I rang the bell, but there was no reply.
No.
I thought you might be out here in the garden.
Yes.
Such a lovely day.
Yeah.
Oh, a bit of a stiff breeze, though. Can I give you a hand with that?
What?
Emptying the vacuum cleaner.
No, I can manage.
Oh, we've got one like that. There's a bit of a knack to it.
Yeah, obviously.
Anyway, I brought you some strawberries.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, Mum told me Jill had gone away for the week, so I thought...
You thought, poor old man, he can't possibly manage on his own.
No, not at all.
Well, really, I've had a steady stream of visitors this morning, all apparently convinced that I won't last 5 minutes without Jill.
No, I just thought you might like some strawberries, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adam. I didn't mean to sound ungracious.
No, it's okay, I understand.
It's just this wretched vacuum cleaner. It was so much simpler when they had bags for the dust.
Well, if you give it a twist, as if you're undoing a jar.
Oh, I thought it just pulled off.
But don't open it now.
Ah, that's...
No, Phil, don't!
Oh!
I'm sorry, I didn't try to warn you. That's the big problem with bagless vacuum cleaners. You really don't want to empty them on a windy day.
And the kids don't mind being abandoned.
They've had me waiting on them hand and foot all half term. And Pip's perfectly capable of sticking some potatoes in the oven.
How's Jonathan?
Still utterly devoted.
Oh, sweet.
He's supposed to be coming over this evening, so he and Pip can put in some practice for the single wicket.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Although Pip insists they're taking it very seriously.
Well, more than can be said for Alan.
He's going in for it, is he?
Well, he's put his name down, but I don't think he's been near a cricket bat in years.
Well, it's just a bit of fun. It's one of those events where sometimes the amateurs upset the odds.
I seem to remember Clary almost won it 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm afraid you find me completely unprepared as regards supper, so you're only going to get pizza, I'm afraid.
I think I can handle that.
I just haven't got the energy to think about anything more adventurous, though. I did pick up a bag of salad.
You're looking a bit frayed around the edges.
Oh, I needed that.
Sorry. It's just... Are you sure you wouldn't like to come and stay with us for a few days?
Oh, don't you start.
I wish you'd think about it.
Alan's been going on at me at great length.
He's only worried about you.
But I'll survive, and besides, I don't want to make life awkward for you.
What do you mean?
Shula.
Oh, you don't need to worry about her.
Oh, that's why I didn't come over yesterday.
It won't be an issue. You're my friend, and she knows how I feel about the whole thing.
Thanks.
I just hate seeing you in this state.
I'm not in a state.
Okay. But you could still do with a bit of a rest.
Look, I don't want to leave this house unoccupied. I can't get out of my head what happened the last time.
Oh, shit.
I know, there's no comparison. I'm probably overreacting.
It is over 2 weeks since the letters.
That's what I keep telling myself, but then I think, well, maybe they're just biding their time. Maybe they're waiting until a bit nearer the wedding.
You don't really believe that.
I don't know what I believe anymore. It's like Alan says, in daylight or when there are other people around, it all seems ludicrous. But when you're lying awake at 4 a.m...
All the more reason
no,
why you should
Ruth,
come and...
really. I need to do this. I need to stick it out. It will get easier if I can just...
Lucia.
Sorry, it always makes me jump.
Do you want me to get it?
No, it's all right. It's Probably Alan.
And he'd obviously never emptied the vacuum cleaner before. I found him wrestling to get the top off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I explained to him what to do. He wrenched it off in triumph and upended the thing. And, of course, just at that moment, there was this terrific gust of wind.
Oh, no.
He was absolutely covered in dust, head to foot.
Oh, poor old Phil.
Oh, it was the dignity he tried to muster afterwards that was really funny. Anyway, where's Alice?
Oh, she's upstairs, getting dolled up. I'll go and give her a shout.
Oh, we're only going to the ball.
But Lawyer shall be there.
Oh, of course.
Alice! Adam's here!
By the way, did you phone Debbie?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Well, I told her what Matt was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, going back over everything the consultant told us in the first place to see if there isn't a way around it. And she said fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if there's a possibility that we can get permission for a bigger AD unit, then she thinks we should go for it.
It's a surprise, isn't it?
No, not really. I mean, the bigger the unit, the bigger the potential profit.
But you sell the idea to the village on the basis
that we wouldn't be trucking in waste from outside. I know, Mum, I know.
Mm. And it could be terrible PR if...
Well, it's still early days. Let's cross that bridge if and when we come to it. Anyway, what are you doing this evening?
Nothing.
Come to the pub with us.
No, Brian's out tonight, so I have to be here for... Rory.
Oh, okay.
Still haven't managed to talk him into that summer holiday. I mean, he's right about Barbados. It is too long a flight, but I asked him about Sardinia.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and he insisted that you can't possibly manage without him at harvest.
That's rubbish.
Is it?
Of course we can manage. In fact, Mum, you'd be doing me a favour if you did take him away.
Oh?
Oh, sorry, it's just... Well, he says he handed over the farm to Debbie and me, but to be honest, he's always looking over my shoulder. He's having a real problem letting go.
I see.
I mean, he made the decision, didn't he? I just wish he'd, I don't know, move on.
That sounds familiar.
What do you mean?
Well, you've heard about this trip to Ireland next week.
Oh, of course.
And I know it's all supposed to be for Rory's benefit, so that he doesn't forget his mother or lose touch with her family...
But
part of me feels that Brian's doing it because...
Because he can't let go of Siobhan either.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, here comes Alice now.
Yeah, I thought she looked exhausted when I saw her earlier.
She was. She was falling asleep over her dinner, so I thought I'd better let her go to bed.
Oh, poor thing.
I hope you don't mind me calling. It's just... I'm really worried about her.
Well, you and me both.
She's not sleeping. She's scared of being in the cottage on her own. But she totally refuses to come and stay at Brookfield.
Yeah, I know. It had occurred to me that, well... If she won't leave the cottage, maybe someone needs to stay there with her.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But you can't...
No, with things the way they are. I think I have an idea who might, though.
Who?
Well, just leave it with me. But, hey, thanks for calling, Ruth. I really do appreciate it.
That's okay.
Oh, you're a good friend.
She'd do the same for me. Look, I'll see you soon, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so, Ruth. Thanks. Thanks, love. Good night.
Night, Alan.
Right. Oh, let's see. Oh, 1902. Oh, hi. It's Alan here. Satya, I need to talk to you.
It's arrived. Martin Burridge's report.
Goodness, that was quick.
Yeah, it needed to be. Gives us time to prepare for the worst.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I've skimmed through it. But the gist seems to be that if Matt gets permission to redevelop the barn, then we'd have to move our pack house elsewhere.
What? Off the farm?
Yep. Rent commercial premises.
Where?
Exactly.
But there's nowhere around here.
Well, there's Sawyer's farm.
But there's nothing vacant.
Well, we'd have to hope something came up.
Anyway, those units are tiny compared to the barn.
What else is there?
Nothing in the village.
That's not all, he says. As well as paying rent on a new pack house, we'd probably have to shell out £30,000 or £40,000 to fit the place out.
We don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Tony.
Usha Gupta?
Usha, it's your father. I'm on my way to Ambridge.
What?
I should arrive in about an hour and a half.
What's the matter? What happened? Is Ma all right?
Yes, we're all perfectly well. It's you I'm concerned about.
Me? But I'm fine.
That's not what I heard.
What? What are you talking about, Pa?
I was hoping it might be possible for you to come home early this afternoon.
Right, well, I have a meeting. Well, no, I can rearrange that. Okay, I'll try and get home about 2.
Hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Bye, Usha.
Bye. What?
Hello, Alan Frank.
Alan, what are you doing this afternoon?
I've got a funeral at 2:30.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Well, I've just had my father on the phone.
Your father?
He's on his way here. He says there's nothing wrong, but I can't believe he'd come all this way with no warning. It's just so unlike him.
No, listen, I think it may be my fault.
What?
I was worried about you, and I phoned Satya.
You did what?
Just to ask if she could come and stay.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
It was only last night, and she said she was terribly busy and didn't think she could make it.
Oh, Alan!
I was going to tell you.
What have you done?
Well, to be honest, it's nice to see someone who isn't offering to take me shopping or offering some kind of house cleaning services.
Hardly. You seem to be coping perfectly well on your own.
Well, I wish you'd tell everyone else that.
I'll spread the word. No, I'm here for much more selfish reasons, actually.
Oh? Is everything all right?
Dad, do you think I should resign as church warden?
What? Why? Because of that wretched article in the paper?
No. Well, yeah, that has got something to do with it.
And that wasn't your fault, Shula. And I know what your mother
said. It was partly my fault.
Look, if you resign, it looks as if you're admitting you did something wrong.
Well, I did, didn't I?
Well, in that you trusted a journalist. But that was just a silly mistake. It's not a resigning matter.
Ah, but the consequences have been so awful. Especially for Usha.
Well, you can't blame yourself for the way some nasty, ignorant people have chosen to react.
Really? I think Alan does.
Oh, surely not. You and he have always had such a good relationship.
That's what I thought, but last week he had a real go at me.
Why?
Well, he told me something. Something about Usha's family, and I repeated it when I shouldn't have. I mean, only to her, to Usha. Mm-hmm. I didn't go spreading it round the village.
Well, that doesn't sound very terrible.
He seemed to think that was a breach of confidence, and he accused me of... Well, it's like he thought I was gossiping about
him. Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, but if that's what he thinks of me, if he doesn't trust me anymore, then I don't see how we can go on working together.
Oh, it'll blow over, darling.
Oh, I'm not sure it will. I just don't know what to do anymore.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you should stay on.
Really?
Really. You've done an awful lot for that church, and you're a strong girl. You can ride this out, I'm sure.
Maybe. Oh, Dad, I'm glad somebody still has faith in me.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, did you enjoy yourself on Sunday?
Very much, yes.
It was a good day, wasn't it? Great turnout.
By the way, did David mention anything to you about Ruth's birthday?
Only that she doesn't want any fuss. She just wants a quiet evening at home.
Well, I said that Jill and I might at least drop round, just to wish her many happy returns.
And David said that'd be okay, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Alistair and I might do the same then. Just pop in. Dad, what have you got in the washing machine?
Why?
If I didn't know you better, I'd think you'd committed a particularly grisly murder and you were washing away the evidence.
What?
Well, look at the water. It's got bright red.
Oh, dear.
There's nothing important in there, I hope.
No. Of course not. Just some old gardening clothes.
Help yourself, Pa.
Thank you.
So, you've been talking to Auntie Satya?
Well, she telephoned last night, quite late, to say that Alan had called her, and he told her you were afraid to be alone in the house.
Oh, that's
not true.
Because there'd been some threats.
Well, there were, but, you know...
Well, Satya was unable to help because her sister-in-law is visiting, so I decided I should come myself and stay with you for a while, as Satya would have done.
And what about Ma?
Shiv is there.
Okay.
So, tell me, Usha, about these threats.
Well, I'm sure it won't come as any surprise to you to know that, well, some people are less than happy about me and Alan, about us getting married, and... Well, it all started with an article in the paper which quoted some parishioners and also some colleague of Alan's.
Colleague?
Yeah, she said there was a disquiet amongst his pastoral team.
Oh. And was there?
No. Well, only from this one person... It turned out to be Shula Hebden-Lloyd.
Shula?
She used to be married to Mark Hebden, who I worked with when I first came here.
The man who died?
That's right. But she married again, the local vet.
And she's not happy about your proposed marriage?
And said so to a journalist. Well, that was bad enough. But after the article appeared... Well, I started getting hate mail, Pa.
Hate mail?
Well, just general abuse at first. How could I betray my family and my culture, stuff like that? But then a letter arrived threatening me with violence. It was horrible.
I see.
You remember what happened before when I first moved to Ambridge?
Oh, how could I forget?
Well, it brought it all flooding back.
So, now you're afraid to be alone?
No, not really. Well, a bit. Well, sometimes if I wake in the night... Well, I'm getting over it.
And you didn't think to tell us?
Pa, you've made it perfectly clear that you disapprove of my marriage to Alan. And so yeah, do these people.
So you think we're in the same camp as these bigots who are threatening you?
No, that's not what I meant.
You should have called us, Usha. You should have told us what was happening.
Well, is there nowhere on the farm we could convert?
No, he's quite right about that. We haven't got anywhere that isn't already in use.
Could we build something?
Yeah, well, that did occur to me. I mean, the prospect of transporting all our vegetables miles and miles off the farm just to trim and pack them...
Oh, we shouldn't even have to contemplate this. It's ridiculous. We've been organic 24 years, Tony. Hmm. 24 years of our lives building up this place.
And now, when it's finally a solid and successful enterprise...
Oh, that man, that jumped-up barrow boy. Oh, I'm sorry, Tony, he may be the love of your sister's life.
No, don't think I'm going to defend him on that account.
Oh, he thinks he can tell us how to run our farm? Well, I'm
sorry. So, what are we going to do?
It's not just the business. Our children grew up here. John was, what, 2 when we first moved here?
Yeah. I can see him now. Running across the yard in his little red Wellingtons.
Exactly. I look out of that window and I don't just see the barn, I see the children playing. Oh, this is our home. It's so full of memories. I don't want strangers coming in and changing everything we love.
We can't let it happen. Yeah, but Martin's report...
Look, what we've got to remember is that Martin is working for us.
Yeah, of course. But...
So, what he's tried to do is present a worst-case scenario. The whole point of this report is to convince the planning authorities that we can't possibly manage without our pack house.
And to lose it would have a massively detrimental effect on our business.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, he's convinced me.
So, what we need to do next is draft a letter to the council outlining what the report says and hope it'll convince them.
Pa, it's lovely to see you, but...
Mm.
How long are you intending to stay? Only... I do have to work.
Of course you do.
So...
Why did Shula say what she did to this journalist?
Well, we've always had a bit of a difficult relationship.
That's not true.
What?
I remember it quite clearly. When you were the victim of that terrible attack, it was Shula who telephoned us.
Yes.
She was overwhelmingly kind and considerate.
I know.
And concerned for your well-being.
Well, that was before... We had a rather serious falling out.
Why?
Well, you remember Richard, who used to be my boyfriend.
The doctor?
That's right. Well, Shula, basically, she stole Richard from me.
But you said she married a vet.
Yes, she stole Richard and then decided she didn't want him after all.
I see.
Oh, that's probably Alan now. He said he'd call round.
Hello. Dr. Gupta. How nice to see you again.
Good afternoon.
So,
sit down, Alan. I've just made a pot of tea.
Great. I could do with a cuppa. So, did you have a good journey?
Uneventful. Thank you.
Good. And what brings you to Ambridge?
Concern for my daughter.
Auntie Satya did phone my parents after you spoke to her.
I thought that was probably what had happened, yes.
See, this proposed marriage seems to be causing Usha considerable trouble.
It's not Alan's fault.
Oh, believe me, Dr. Gupta, if there was anything I could do...
But you can't, can you? I mean, which is why I felt it necessary for me to come.
Pa, really? That's not true.
I seem to have left my spectacles upstairs. Excuse me.
Oh, dear. No, no, it's not your fault. If I hadn't phoned your auntie...
Well, I have a feeling she might have set this up.
Well, Satya...
Well, Pa would never have come off his own bat. It's years since he's been to visit me. And we've really... Well, we've got nothing to say to each other.
Oh, sure.
I've no idea how long he's intending to stay, and I've got to go to work, and... I've got no food in the house. Oh, Alan, what am I going to do?
So we spent most of yesterday evening composing a letter to the planning department, explaining just how disastrous it would be for us.
They've got to see it, surely. I mean, it's so obvious.
Yeah, but it's not just the business. We were sitting there in the kitchen, looking across to the barn, and we kept remembering, you know, how the children kept their bikes in there.
Oh, no.
How they'd play in there when it was raining.
Yeah, that was the worst thing about losing Grange Farm, all the memories that's got left behind.
Afternoon.
Hello, love.
What you doing here?
Didn't I tell you, Clary?
Oliver's coming over to sample the new sterling gold.
Oh, this is the one you made from Brookfield Mill.
Well, it won't be the same, of course, but fingers crossed it'll be near enough. Poor guy's so depressed about everything at the moment. I just want something to go right for him.
Well, I hope something goes right for you lot, Noel.
How do you mean?
Well, your mum was just telling me what it's going to cost if you lose your bar.
At least we can fight. If you've got TB in your head, you're utterly powerless, aren't you?
That's true.
Just have to sit there and hope it goes away.
Oh, could you pass us them bowls, please?
Yes. One of us always been so gung-ho about everything. So full of enthusiasm, but now...
Yeah, it's really knocked the stuffing out of him, hasn't it?
Yeah, which is why I want this cheese to be good, so you can feel positive about something.
That's really kind of you, Helen. I wish I could do something to help, I really do. You don't deserve what that Matt Crawford's doing to you all.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Mending me van, because the engine's making a funny noise.
Show me.
Come here, George. Daddy will show you.
There, you say?
Not very interesting, is it, eh?
I just wanted to check that you're okay for this evening.
What's happening this evening?
Well, you said you wanted to have a look around my property empire.
Eh?
Number one?
Oh! Well, that's still on, is it?
Yeah.
Well, only I thought Tom and Brenda had moved in already.
Yeah, we should have done it last week, really, but, you know, with one thing and another.
Can I get down now?
Bored with my engine already, are you?
Go on then, down you get.
Can't say I'll blame you.
But it's okay, Tom and Brenda are going out tonight, and, you know, they're totally cool about you having a look round. No, George, don't touch the flowers.
Oh, no, not the lilies. They're your grandma's pride and joy, they are. So, what time?
Meet you there about 7?
Yep, okay.
No, George, what did I just say? Your grandma's going to be very cross with you. George, come here. There's a good boy.
No.
Oh, well, in that case, Grandpa and me will have to eat all the chocolate buttons.
No.
Nothing works quite like a bit of bribery, does it?
Now, what do you say?
I want chocolate buttons.
Please?
Please?
There you go, then. But don't tell your mum.
Aye.
Emma's been moaning about him eating too many sweets.
Oh, he's allowed the odd treat, surely.
And when we went in the shop to buy these, Susan had a go.
But you only have him a couple of days a week. And you like your chocolate buttons, don't you, George?
Yes.
Tell you who else we met in the shop. Usha's father.
Really?
Emma said you were in Jack's yesterday and all.
Well, that's strange.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I heard Usha's family had disowned her.
Eh?
On account of her marrying a Christian vicar.
Oh, who told you that?
Oh, I keeps my ear to the ground.
Has there been any interest in this theory of yours?
What theory?
About mineral deficiency in badgers.
Oh, it's not my theory.
No, no, but you think there's something in it, don't you?
I don't know, really. I mean, maybe I'm just clutching at straws. Most people think I'm completely barking to even consider it.
Well, that's what they used to say about organic farmers. If God had meant for food to be grown in manure, he wouldn't have invented chemicals.
Well, do you think it's worth a try?
Oh, nothing to lose, have I?
So what are you going to do?
Well, I know where the badger set is, so we're laying down the mineral licks and waiting to see what happens.
Well, good luck.
Anyway, are you ready to taste this cheese?
Yep, okay.
That's a bit of our original sterling gold, if you want to compare.
Well, it's a much richer colour, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously it's a lot more mature. Taste the new one first. But remember, it's only 5 or 6 weeks old, so it's not going to have the depth of flavour.
Hmm. It's pretty good, though.
It's not bad at all, is it?
Mmm, I like it. It's got a milder taste, but you still get the same kind of tang. Mm.
What do you think, Oliver?
Mmm, not sure. Tastes a bit bland, I suppose. And the texture's different. It's more, rubbery.
Well, you can't get away from the fact that the butter fat content's lower.
No, but it's a nice cheese.
Mm, and not dissimilar to the original.
Mmm. No, I don't think it's close enough.
Taste a bit of the mature Sterling Gold.
Right.
I promise you'll get very similar flavours.
Mmm. Yeah. I see what you mean. And this is obviously much more robust.
No comparison, I'm afraid. I mean, this is a rounded, full-bodied cheese, and this new one's just a pale shadow.
Oh, it's still very pleasant.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be happy marketing that under the Sterling Gold label. Not when we work so hard on the original.
Okay, but suppose we were to give it a different name, like Sterling Silver.
Why bother?
To keep the brand alive.
No, I really think it'd be better to forget the whole thing. Relaunch Sterling Gold when the TB's over.
But we don't know how long that's going to be.
No.
And someone could easily spot that gap in the market and fill it while our backs are turned.
Could we at least try this new cheese on a few more people? I mean, how about if we offered it for a tasting in the shop to some of our regular customers?
Well,
worth a try, surely.
Yeah, all right. Nothing to lose, I suppose.
Evening, Clary.
Oh, hello.
Are you working tonight?
No. I just wanted to have a word with Sid or Jolene.
Oh. Well, I haven't seen Sid, and Jolene's just gone to find some more tonics.
Oh, right.
Anything that I can help with?
No. Well, I don't know, really. The thing is, well, obviously, you know all about it, what with Tony being your brother.
What?
About their barn and how the landlord...
Borchester Land.
Borchester Land, yes. How they're trying to convert it into a house.
Yeah, I've heard all about it.
Well, it ain't fair, is it? I mean, they're such good people. They've lived there 30 years. They brought the kids up there. They work so hard. They do such a lot for other folks. Well, it just ain't right.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, no, it's most folks' opinion. I mean, everyone thinks that Matt Borchester Land is well out of order for what they're doing.
Do they?
So I was thinking to myself, what can I do to help? And I thought, I know a petition.
A petition?
That folks can sign and then we can send it to the planning department.
I see.
And I thought, you know, Jolene and Sid, they might like to have it on the bar.
Well, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Why not?
Well, there are two sides to this argument, Clary.
Yeah, right side and the wrong side.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. And personally, I prefer to keep out of it.
But you can't.
Well, why not?
Tony's your brother.
And Matt is my partner.
Yeah, but that just means you can, you know...
What?
Twist his arm a bit.
That is more than my life's worth.
Persuade him to change his mind.
Look, as you have already pointed out, Clary, this is not a dispute with Matt. It's with Borchester Land. And in any case, I make it a point of principle never to get involved in Matt's business dealings.
But Lillian, it's your own flesh and blood. And as you must be only too well aware, Clary, siblings do not always see eye to eye.
Well, yeah.
Oh, look, here's Oliver. Evening, Oliver.
Oh, hello.
Come and join me, darling.
Thank you.
You signed my petition, weren't you, Oliver?
What? Petition?
Yeah, against taking Pat and Tony's barn off them and turning it into a house.
Oh, well, you put me a bit on the spot there.
Why? Oh, don't mind me, darling. I've explained to Clary why I have to rise above this particular dispute.
Well, I have to say I am with Pat and Tony on this one.
Oh, good. I thought you would be. Here's a pen.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
And I were wondering if it'd be okay to take it up to Grey Gables.
Well, I'm not really sure that's appropriate, really.
Oh, and not for the guests, obviously. I mean, they wouldn't have a clue what it's about, would they? No, but the staff. I mean, loads of them lives in the village.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. So is that okay?
Well, I don't see why not.
Thank you so much, Oliver. Right, well, I'll just pop next door and see if I can find Jolene, see what she says about it. Bye.
Bye.
You look like a man who needs a large drink.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here.
Well, allow me...
No, Lillian, you don't have to bother.
Now, what are the perks of being a shareholder, darling? Now, scotch, is it?
Please. It's just been one of those days.
Has it?
We're losing customers hand over fist on the milk run, and the cheese that was selling so well, I'm not allowed to make anymore.
Oh, and I thought that Helen was going
to... Oh, she's had a go at making it with milk from Brookfield. But it's not in the same league.
Do you want water with this, darling?
Yeah, just a drop. And there's no knowing when we'll be rid of the TB. Maybe never.
Don't despair, darling.
Oh, thanks, Lillian. But you know, sometimes it's just difficult not to.
So I says to him, oh, I was going to ring you on account of we're looking for a new assistant keeper. And he says to me, your boss already did.
Eh?
So I rung Brian and he says, yeah, I'll be making some inquiries.
No, George, don't touch that.
Why?
Because this ain't our house.
Well, strictly speaking, it is. It's your daddy's house.
So I say, why didn't you ask me? And he says, it's all right, I can manage. Like I'm irrelevant. He don't want me involved.
Why would you not want you involved?
Because he don't trust me no more. He blames me for that business with Malcolm.
Do you know, I can't get over how big this room seems.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? When Neil and Susan lived here, it always struck me as a pokey little place.
Suppose with it all painted cream and the beige carpet and all.
Yeah, and the fact that Tom and Brenda have got no furniture to speak of.
And all this is yours, William.
Well, me and the mortgage company.
Yeah. Got a lot to thank Aunt Hilda for, ain't you?
Mm. And so have we. I'm really looking forward to my holiday next month.
I want to watch telly.
No, George, it's not our telly. No, don't touch. Come here, there's a good boy.
No.
Chocolate buttons?
William!
What?
Are you giving him chocolate when he's being bad?
No, he's not being bad, are you, Georgie?
I'm a good boy.
Yes, good boy.
No, it's just that if you reward him, you
don't nag me, Mum. I'll get enough of it off Emma.
Oh.
So, what are you going to do?
About what?
Brian.
Oh, nothing I can do, is there? He has to prove he's in control. And until he gets his act together...
Why is it that folks with money are always so full of themselves?
Aye?
They can't seem to put themselves in other folks' shoes. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I was talking to Lillian earlier, trying to get her to sign my petition.
She's not going to sign it, Mum.
Oh, she can't, can she? Not living under the same roof as Matt.
Would you think she'd stand up to him over something like this?
Well, ain't so easy, though, is it? When you got the likes of Matt Crawford or Brian calling the shots, no one else stands a chance, do they?
About 2 o'clock, then. Excellent, I'll see you then.
Who was that?
That was Eric Donnelly.
Who?
The dry stone waller. He's coming over this afternoon.
Oh.
That's not a problem, is it?
You haven't forgotten we're interviewing for Cathy's replacement.
Well, that's this morning, surely.
Yes, but we don't know how long it's going to take, do we?
Why, how many people are we seeing?
4.
Oh, come on, Lizzie. Where's your optimism? We can polish off 4 candidates before lunch.
What were you doing out in the garden with Rory?
Oh, he wanted me to show him how to turn a cartwheel.
He's a bit young.
Yeah, but very keen.
And how was Grey Gables?
Oh, thrilling as ever. Nothing can quite match the excitement of changing beds and cleaning bathrooms.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Look at Rory.
Not quite a cartwheel, is it?
He hasn't really grasped the technique, has he?
Oh, he's dead excited about this jaunt to Ireland. When are you going?
Next Thursday.
It's not a jaunt.
I know. But he's got the day of school and he's going on an aeroplane, which he's so thrilled about.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit difficult to explain to him exactly why we're going.
Yeah, he said you'd been looking through some box.
Siobhan left a memory box for him.
Can you lay the table, please, Alice?
He still doesn't really understand. He's just latched on to the fact that he'll be seeing his grandmother and his Auntie Neve.
I'm surprised he even remembers them. For Siobhan's mum's about 150, isn't she?
We're having salmon, darling.
Well, she's getting on a bit.
And Auntie Neve was never the least bit interested in him, was she?
She certainly wasn't keen to take him on when Siobhan died.
And pudding spoons. I made a strawberry shortcake.
I haven't even attempted to explain to him about the headstone. I'm just hoping he'll understand when he actually sees it.
It'll probably completely freak him out. I mean, it's pretty spooky for a five-year-old, isn't it? All that mass for the dead stuff.
We're not staying for the mass.
Oh, aren't you?
No, that's on Friday, which would have been Siobhan's birthday.
And we wouldn't want to forget that now, would we? Salad service, please, Alice.
Oh, okay.
We're only going for the dedication of the headstone, and then we're coming straight home.
Oh, Adam, just in time.
Good, I'm starving. Oh, Alice.
What?
You doing anything this afternoon?
Nothing special. Why?
You wouldn't like to give me a hand, would you?
Oh, doing what?
Pulling plants out of the maze.
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, come on, I'll pay you.
I thought Neil was going to help you with that.
He just called me. He's got to babysit George.
But I've been working all morning. Aren't I allowed any time to myself?
Oh, go on, Alice.
What? Can't you get Jeff or Andy?
Be nice. Help him out.
Those are ham. Oops. And those are cheese and pickle.
Lovely. Mmm, thanks.
There was a mysterious message on the answer phone from Dad.
I thought you spoke to him last night.
Yeah, I did. And he insisted he was managing perfectly well on his own and didn't need us rushing round there every 5 minutes.
We haven't.
No, but I think Ruth, Auntie Christine, and a few neighbours have been checking up on him rather a lot.
Oh, I see.
And Jennifer. Anyway, he sounded a bit worried, so I rang him back. And he said, is it all right to use bleach on cotton underwear?
Why on earth does he want to know that?
Well, he said he put some things through the washing machine and they hadn't come out very white.
So what did you tell him?
That bleach would ruin the elastic in his pants. And he said, yes, that's what I thought, and rang off.
How very odd.
Mm, yes. Anyway, getting back to our interviewees.
Well, I think Lorna.
Do you?
Yeah, she's such a good sort and we know her. And she's been doing the job for weeks anyway.
Well, we ought at least to consider the others.
If you insist.
Mm. Now, the first one, Kim.
Definitely not.
A forceful personality.
I think bossy is the word you're looking for.
She's very experienced, and 5 years working for Underwoods.
She reminded me of Matron at my boarding school. I'd be worried she was going to force cod liver oil down my throat.
I don't think there's much likelihood of that. But if you didn't like her...
No, I didn't.
And the bloke was just the opposite. I've forgotten his name already.
Jeremy.
Ah, yeah, Jeremy, of course.
Yes. Well, he was a bit of an entity, wasn't he?
He looked as if he was about to burst into tears.
I think we can safely write him off.
So, number three, Sarah.
Well, she was all right.
Very smart.
Yes.
And well qualified. A trained bookkeeper, experience of payroll.
Her fingernails were too long.
Nigel?
What?
You can't not employ somebody because of their fingernails.
But it's important, is it? I mean, well, Kathy would roll up her sleeves and help with the washing up if necessary.
Mm, that's true.
And Lorna's the same.
Lorna fixed a block sink in the ladies' loo.
Exactly. But you can bet our friend with the long red nails would never do that.
So, Lorna it is, then?
She's jolly. She's friendly. She gets on with people. And that's what matters more than anything.
Okay. Well, I'll do the rejection letters for the other three, and... Who's that?
Where?
Talking to Titcomb.
Oh. I bet that's him.
Who?
Corduroy trousers, you see. Mike said he was a retired schoolteacher.
What are you talking about?
Eric. The Drystone Waller.
Oh, this is torture.
Think of the money I'm paying you.
Scrubbing bathrooms at Grey Gables is luxury compared to this. Oh, there must be an easier way of doing it.
Well, some people just spray with weed killer.
But you chose the slow and painful method because...
You get a much neater finish.
Oh, neatness is all when it comes to a maze.
Particularly when you're doing a complicated design like this dinosaur.
Well, Adam, I think next year you should settle for a nice, simple pattern with lots of straight lines and right angles and go for the weed care option.
I'll bear it in mind. I just need a long, hot bath after this.
Oh, you haven't forgotten we're going out this evening.
What?
With the pickers. We said we'd go bowling.
Oh, Lord, is that today?
Yes.
By the time we finish this, we'll be knackered.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm really looking forward to it.
What time?
We're meeting in the yard at 7, so don't be late.
You only want to go so you can moon over Loyosh.
Moon? What do you mean, moon? I don't do mooning.
You know what you should do?
What?
Get him to go in for the single wicket.
This may come as a surprise to you, Adam, but cricket isn't big in Hungary.
Well, he's a hockey player, isn't he?
And the similarity is?
Well, he's got the basic hand-eye coordination, so give him a crash course in the laws of cricket, and then you and he can enter.
But the single wicket's on Sunday.
So it'll have to be a very intensive course.
Yes, it will, won't it? Ah. You might have to allow him time off from strawberry picking.
Bye. See you again soon.
Oh, what a nice man.
Yes, he seemed very pleasant.
And so knowledgeable. Did you know that our wall is made from old red sandstone?
No.
As opposed to the new red sandstone of the Permo-Triassic?
Well, who'd have thought it?
Or was it the other way around? Oh, gosh, I've forgotten.
Anyway, what did he say? What's the verdict on the ha-ha?
Well, it's like Mike said, he won't rebuild it himself. Not all of it, anyway, but he's a qualified teacher of dry stone walling.
I got the impression he's a bit of an evangelist.
Absolutely. Very keen to spread the word, get as many people involved as possible. He says that there are hundreds of miles of dry stone walls in Borsetshire and not enough qualified people to keep them all in good repair.
Yeah, so when can he start?
August, he reckons.
August?
I know.
So the ha-ha's going to be out of bounds for the rest of the summer?
Afraid so. And it's quite advanced doing a retaining wall, apparently. Eric says he usually prefers to start beginners on freestanding ones.
We haven't got any of those.
No, but he's sure it'll be okay. The French do it all the time.
What?
Train people on retaining walls. It's the only sort they have, apparently.
Gosh, he's a mine of information, isn't he?
Oh, and the building around the set solves our little badger dilemma.
Excellent. So, good day's work all round. Kathy's replacement appointed.
Did you tell Lorna?
Yes, she was delighted.
Good.
And the ha-ha finally sorted.
Well, potentially sorted.
So now all I have to worry about is Dad and his underwear.
There you are. One gin and tonic.
Oh, excellent. Cheers, Di.
Cheers. Oh.
Jenny.
What?
I get the feeling you're not entirely happy about me taking Rory to Ireland.
Do you?
You know I think it's important that he...
Doesn't forget his mother. Yes, yes, I know.
Yeah, but I can see how for you, all this talk of Siobhan must be difficult for you. So I wondered if you fancied a day out.
Day out?
I had a call yesterday from a chap I've had some dealings with, the MD of one of our suppliers. And they've got a box at Ascot, so I rang him this afternoon to see if it'd be possible for us to go on Ladies' Day.
Oh.
Would you like that?
Oh. Yes, that would be fun.
Good, I'll tell him. And, as it's quite dressy...
Brian...
You should treat yourself to something special. Whatever you want.
Brian, I know what you're doing. But if you really want to do something for me, I'd rather you gave some thought to the three of us.
Evening
getting away.
What's Adam doing back here?
He and Alice are taking the pickers bowling.
Oh, where do they find the energy? Evening.
Oh, that looks civilised. Cold drinks on the terrace.
Would you like one?
No, thanks. One sip and I'd fall asleep. And I've got to drive the minibus. Any sign of Alice?
Oh, she just popped down to the village for something.
What?
She said she'd only be 10 minutes.
That was half an hour ago.
7 o'clock on the dot, she said, and don't be late.
Oh, no, sit down for a minute, darling. I want to ask you something.
Well, that sounds ominous.
Brian's just invited me to go to Ladies' Day at Ascot.
Oh, lovely.
But I was hoping we could spend a bit more time together. And you did say to me the other day that you could manage the harvest without Brian.
What? That's right. Mm-hmm. Hang on a minute.
So you wouldn't mind if we went on holiday in August?
Absolutely
Jenny,
not.
Jenny, we've been through all this. It's completely impractical.
Yes, you're right about Barbados. That is a bit impractical.
That's not what I meant.
So I decided that Europe would make
more
sense.
I'm talking about harvest.
And I'm told that Sardinia has the most wonderful sandy beaches, and that's what we want for Brewery, isn't it?
Fine, but not in August.
No, you go, Brian.
Well, it has to be the school holidays.
No, we can manage.
It's a one time of year when you need every spare pair of hands.
If we're short, I'll ring the college, get another student in.
It's really not necessary.
I think it's very necessary that you, Mum and Rory, have a proper holiday.
Mm. And you did promise we'd be able to spend more time together.
I know, but...
Hiya!
There you are.
I'm sorry. It took me longer than I expected. Only I bumped into Clary in the shop, and she's organising a petition against this scheme for developing Uncle Tony's barn.
Clary is?
Mm-hmm. That's very decent of her.
Yeah, brilliant, isn't it? Anyway, look, she's given me a couple of sheets so I can get signatures from the staff at Grey Gables.
Oh, I don't think you should do that.
No, it's okay. She asked Oliver and he said it was fine.
Did he?
Yeah, he signed it. He was one of the first.
Well, we'd better do the same then, hadn't we? Have you got a pen?
Yes, somewhere. There you go.
Thanks.
You're not expecting me to sign, I hope.
Why do you say that?
I'm on the board.
So?
I voted in favour of the damn policy in the first place, so I'm told.
So this is your chance to admit you screwed up?
No, Alice.
Oh, come on, Dad. This is Uncle Tony we're talking about.
I don't think I should sign it either, darling.
Oh, Mum.
Why ever not?
He's your brother.
Well, of course I don't want this development to go ahead,
but... You're so sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I'm with your father on this one. I really feel it's best to stay out of the argument.
Well, ever since our conversation last week, I've been... Well, I've been considering my position.
I see.
And I've come to the conclusion that I really think it would be best for all of us if I resigned.
Resigned?
As church warden.
Right.
I don't want to, obviously.
Don't you?
No. Oh, no, I've always got enormous satisfaction out of being part of the team. You know, making sure things run smoothly and everything. St. Stephen's has been a big part of my life.
Well, I hope it'll continue to be so.
Do you?
But if you feel the time is right for you to go...
Well...
Then that's what you must do.
It's just what you said last week about my lack of discretion. It's been preying on my mind, rather.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I was... Well, I should probably have been a bit more diplomatic.
No.
But it needed to be said.
Yeah, I suppose it did.
And I know you didn't intend things to turn out the way they did, but... The effect on Usha's life has been quite devastating.
Yeah, you said.
And her happiness, her peace of mind, matters more to me than anything in the world.
Oh, of course it does.
So, well, I'm really sorry to lose you, Shula. You've been such a rock. But in my heart, I really believe you've made the right decision.
Yes.
So, well, thank you so much for all your hard work over the years. And I hope we can remain friends, you and me.
So do I. Anyway, I'd better be getting back.
Okay, right, I'll see you out.
Oh, it's all right. Bye.
Bye, Shula.
Usha Gupta?
It's me.
Hello, you.
I thought you might like to know. I've just had a visit from Shula. She's resigned as church warden.
Has she? About time.
Rather unwillingly, I have to say.
It was the right thing for her to do.
Yes.
And if she'd had any sense, she'd have realised that 3 weeks ago.
Anyway, are you free for lunch?
I'm meeting Ruth. I'm in Borchester this afternoon, so sorry.
Oh, okay. I'll be home after about 3.
I'll call in on my way home.
How are you getting on? How's your dad?
He still won't talk to me, not about anything that matters anyway. Like you and the wedding.
Oh, Lord.
And I really have no idea what he's doing with himself all day. He says he's going for long walks, enjoying the countryside, but I can't help wondering. Well, he must meet people, he must talk to people.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm worried about what he might be saying.
Oh, no, he doesn't strike me as the kind of chap who'd go shooting his mouth off to strangers.
No, but he's never been keen on country walks before.
Mm. Have you spoken to Sacha yet?
No. I left another message for her, but she still hasn't called me back.
Young Brenda's invited us to a party tonight.
Oh, you don't intend to go, dear?
No, no, of course not.
Oh, that's a relief.
Annabelle called.
And made you a better offer?
No, she's found a specialist consultant, an electrical engineer.
What does she want one of them for?
Well, I told you, to try and knock a few quid off the 60k they're quoting for connecting us to the grid. Mm. Ambridge Heat Power.
Oh, cool.
See, Annabelle reckons he can shave 10k off the price, 20 if we're lucky. Could take a while, mind you. Not that that's a problem. In fact, I'd welcome a little bit of a delay just now.
Why?
Well, so I can get my own consultant on the case.
Ah, so you don't trust Annabelle's chap?
No, I want to look into the possibility of a larger plant. See, the powers that be in their wisdom have said we can't bring waste in from outside on account of the state of the roads. But hiring, there may be a deal to be done.
I hate to remind you of this, Matt, but the only reason the village agreed to this thing is because they were told...
That we wouldn't be importing waste.
Yeah.
I know, but Annabelle reckons it's worth another look. And Debbie's all in favour.
You know, we're going to be drummed out of the village at this rate.
Eh?
But it's bad enough with this business over Tony's barn.
Rome is above it, Lillian.
It's a bit difficult when I can't go out the front door without someone sticking a petition under my nose.
So then Alan took it upon himself to phone Auntie Satya.
I thought he might.
What? You knew?
Well, not exactly. It's just... Well, after I saw you on Monday and you fell asleep in the middle of supper...
Well, sorry about that.
You were obviously completely knackered.
I was a bit.
So, I had a word with Alan, and we agreed you ought to have someone come and stay with you at the cottage.
Oh, you were plotting behind my back, were you?
We just wanted you to feel safe at night.
But then Satya...
What?
Well, Alan asked her to come over, but she couldn't because she's got someone staying.
Oh, right.
So what does she do? She phones my parents and tells them. So, of course, Ma flies into a complete panic, quite convinced I'm going to be murdered in my bed. And the result is that Pa decides he's got to come riding to my rescue.
It shows he cares.
But Ruth, he treats me as if I'm still 15, a silly teenager who doesn't understand the ways of the wicked world. Which would be funny if it wasn't my marriage and my whole future we're talking about. Or rather not talking about. He absolutely refuses to discuss the wedding.
Has he spoken to Alan at all?
He came over on Tuesday when Pa first arrived.
And?
He did his best, bless him, but Pa wasn't giving an inch, polite but very frosty.
Oh, dear.
So, Alan's kept his distance since then, and I've given up trying to talk about the wedding. So, if Satya's idea was to bring around some kind of rapprochement between me and my parents, well, it's been a total failure.
And you reckon that was her plan?
She denies it, but I can't believe it wasn't a setup. She knows perfectly well I've always found it hard talking to Pa. Since I got engaged to Alan, it's been completely impossible.
Is there anything I can do? I mean, would you like to bring him over to the farm on Sunday?
Well, it's the single wicked on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's the one bright spot on the horizon. At least if I take him there, he can criticise the cricket instead of criticising me.
Chopping up your tan?
Why don't you join me? It's lovely in the sun.
Yeah, maybe later. You know what you were saying earlier?
About what?
About people getting a bit hostile on account of our plan for the Bridge Farm barn.
Surprised you haven't noticed.
Well, I have now. I went in the pub, said hi to Neil Carter, and he turned his back on me.
See what I mean?
And then when I come out, I saw Alice, and she completely cut me dead.
Yeah, but I have been telling you all week, there are a lot of people up in arms.
What's it got to do with anyone else? I mean, it's not like that barn overlooks anything.
My brother's house?
Yeah. The fact that he's your brother, Lillian, is neither here nor there.
Matt, you do know, don't you, that it's going to cost him and Pat 30,000 or 40,000 to set up a new pack house?
Says who?
But if they have to move off the farm...
Ah, that consultant of theirs, I bet, is complete rubbish. They've got a stack of outbuildings. Easiest thing in the world to convert one of them.
Oh, we should never started on this.
Oh, come on, puss.
But you might not care about people cutting you dead in the village, but I do.
Shuna's resigned.
Yeah.
Oh, she really didn't need to do that.
I tried to talk her out of it.
Well, I think it's for the best, Dad. I mean, she was getting in such a state about it. She was even worrying about showing her face at the single wicket on Sunday.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Oh, talking of which, guess who's taking to the field this year?
Who?
Me.
You?
Yeah, well, I don't quite know how it happened. I was just, you know, trying to persuade Jamie to enter, and somehow my name has appeared on the list.
Ooh.
Is something the matter, Dad?
Well, yes.
What is it?
Something rather dreadful has happened.
What?
You must promise me you'll keep it to yourself.
Yeah, well, of course.
I really don't want your mother to find out.
Mum?
You promise?
Yeah, of course. My lips are sealed.
Well, it'd be just too embarrassing.
Dad, you can rely on me absolutely.
Well, it's this.
What on earth?
You recognise it?
Can't say I do.
Used to be rather larger. Not quite so pink.
What?
Well, I had a small accident emptying the vacuum cleaner, so I put my clothes in the washing machine, along with a few bits and pieces I found in the laundry basket.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I'd left one of my red gardening gloves in the pocket of my trousers.
Right.
And I may have run the washing machine at a slightly higher temperature than I intended.
So that, object...
is, or rather used to be, your mother's cream cashmere cardigan.
Oh, thank God.
What?
No, nothing. She's not going to be terribly pleased about that.
So I've decided not to tell her.
You what?
I'm simply going to replace it.
Ah, okay.
So I need you to advise me.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the best place to buy cashmere?
It's so good to see you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Me too.
She sneaked off early this afternoon.
I was seeing clients in Borchester and it didn't seem worth going back to the office. I can't really face going home, not just yet. Oh, and I had lunch with Ruth.
Oh, how is she?
Pretty good. But she told me how the two of you plotted to get Auntie Satya here.
There's no plotting involved, I assure you. It was all my doing.
I finally managed to speak to her.
Well, Satya, what'd she say?
That she was so disturbed by what you told her on Monday night that she felt it was her bounden duty to inform my parents.
What?
Which I don't believe for a minute. She set the whole thing up. She wanted to play the peacemaker and decided it would be a great idea to get my pa and me together. But when she actually thought about it for 5 minutes, she realised what a disaster it might be, which is why she's been avoiding me.
You don't think you're being a bit hard on her?
No.
She means well.
That's no excuse.
Well, I'll say one thing for your father. You've been looking a heck of a lot better since he came to stay.
Yeah, well.
You've lost the dark circles under your eyes.
Well, at least I've stopped waking in the night imagining the cottage is under attack from a gang of racist thugs.
Well, there you go. Every cloud.
But it's such a strain having him there all the time, particularly since I've no idea how long he's going to stay.
Well, I think we've got to grasp the nettle.
What do you mean?
Well, suppose he was to go home tomorrow with nothing changed, nothing resolved.
I'd breathe a huge sigh of relief.
Yeah, okay. First reaction, sigh of relief. But 5 minutes later, you'd be kicking yourself.
Why?
Because you'd missed a golden opportunity
to
win him over.
I've tried. Honestly, I've really, really tried.
I know you have, love, but we can't give up.
We?
Let me have another go.
Are you sure?
Look, Sunday, at the single wicket. I'm going to make it my task for the day to get your dad to crack a smile.
And you can find out if he does this evening at 7:02. The Archers was written by Caroline...